Hello then, and welcome back to the Bundesliga Top 3 weekend preview. And after a busy week of cup fixtures, which produced a few shocks along the way, Borussia Dortmund, who were on the receiving end of one of the cup upsets, losing to Werder Bremen on penalties, they can now refocus on winning this Bundesliga title. Now, they enter the weekend 7 points clear of Borussia Mönchengladbach and Bayern Munich, and they face Nagelsmann's 8th place Hoffenheim. Now, they've lost on each of their last visits, going all the way back to May of 2013, when they set off on a 3-match win streak, which actually kept them in Bundesliga at the time. It was the Bosnian international, Zaljevic, who was the hero of the day with 2 penalty kicks on that day. It's going to be tough going, though. Dortmund have won all but one game at home this season. The only team to have taken a point off them was Hertha Berlin in a 2-2 draw. That was back last October. That was actually on the day that Jadon Sancho scored his first Bundesliga double for Borussia Dortmund. And this run has equaled their all-time record. Marco Reus on a great run of form, 17 goals in all competitions, 13 in Bundesliga and 4 in the last 4 games. Only Jovic has scored more than that, and he could be on for his best ever goal-scoring season. Now, Hoffenheim are in the midst of a really bizarre run of form, unbeaten in 7 games away. The win in Freiburg on January the 26th is still the only victory since November the 10th. And they've also dropped a very unimpressive 14 points from winning positions this season. But on the upside, only Bayern Munich have actually scored more goals away from home than they have this season. They've scored 22, so expect goals then. There's only ever been one 0-0 draw in this fixture. And that was actually 10 years ago in what was only the second ever meeting between the two clubs. Now, Dortmund's threat, as we know, is very fluid indeed. 17 different names on the score sheet this season. But don't let that fool you into thinking that Hoffenheim do not put in any effort. They've actually accrued 348 shots this season, and only Bayern Munich have had more attempts than that. And also, they've won 51% of the challenges that they've made as well. And again, only the top three can better those statistics, and they're highly conservative in possession as well. 86% pass accuracy rating, again, that can only be beaten by the top three. So they're not far away from being a very good team. One area of major concern, and an area which Borussia Dortmund will try and capitalise on, is their defending from set plays, or their lack of defending from set plays. They've conceded 12 goals this season from set plays, Hoffenheim, which is the worst record in Bundesliga, but flip that the other way, and Dortmund have scored a dozen goals from set plays, which is amongst the best in Bundesliga. Potentially, then, could be a tricky game for Favre's team, but a 7th win in a row over Hoffenheim looks very much on the cards. Moving on, 2nd place Borussia Mönchengladbach are home to 9th place Hertha Berlin, and the team with the joint best defence in Bundesliga have got an enviable record. They've won 6 and drawn 1 of the last 7 meetings between the two. They look primed to win again here. 27 points taken from 27 available at home this season give you an idea of the size of Hertha's task. Borussia Mönchengladbach looking to continue this record-breaking home run. Plus, they're looking to do something else that they've never done before. Win 4 games in a row at the start of the spring campaign. And if they win this weekend, it would be also that 13th home victory in a row. That, of course, dates back to last season, and that would be a new club record. And after how things concluded with Wolfsburg, what a great set of achievements that is for Dieter Hecking, who, remember, began his playing career with Borussia Mönchengladbach way back in 1983. The best statistic, though, relating to Borussia Mönchengladbach at the moment is this. They've got over 41 points on the board already after 20 games for the 5th time in the club's history. And Hecking was reminded this week that on the previous 4 occasions they went on to win the Bundesliga title. Defensively, they've been highly consistent, of course, this season. 10 clean sheets in 20, and that was only ever done once before by this club, and that was back in the glory days of the mid-70s, 1975-1976. Hanover, Frankfurt and Schalke have all managed to score here, but only one goal each. But don't entirely write off Hertha Berlin either. They've taken 7 points from 9 against Borussia Dortmund, Bayern and indeed Mönchengladbach, who they inflicted a first loss of the season on, 4-2. Back in September. But Borussia Mönchengladbach have beaten Hertha 8 times in just over 4 years. Ecking has also won 12 of his 19 meetings against the club, as opposed to Dardai, who's lost 6 of 8 against Borussia Mönchengladbach in his time as coach. And one other aspect of their defensive play, which stands out this season for Mönchengladbach, is they've conceded just one goal via a set play, which is remarkable when you consider we are in the 20th game of the season. 29 goals have been scored in this fixture in the last 7 games, 18 by Mönchengladbach, and there have been many, many high-scoring games between these two. In fact, there's only ever been 3 nil-nil draws in 51 years of meetings. Oh, on to third place Bayern Munich. They are at home to 12th place Schalke in the Saturday evening slot. Time for Kovac's men to bounce back after that 4th defeat of the season against Leverkusen last week. They made hard work, remember, as well, of beating Hertha Berlin midweek in the Cups. It's been a busy old time. Now, Schalke, just the game that they need, really. Bayern unbeaten in 16 against Schalke, going back to December of 2010 when Jurado and Benedikt Havidis scored the goals that gave Schalke a rare win. So 7 points, remember, is the gap between Bayern and Dortmund. They've never overturned that size of points deficit before to go on to win a Bundesliga title, but Armin Wey and Felix Magath both did, remember, with Stuttgart and VfL Wolfsburg. Well, if things aren't going as expected for Bayern this year, then it's fair to say Schalke are faring significantly worse. 22 points after 20 games is their worst return in 20 years. And the decline after that runners-up place to Bayern in 2017-2018 has been steep, to say the least. How they wish they still had the services of Goretzka still on board. He's on 6 goals now this season, which is already more than he scored in any previous campaign with Schalke. 4 of those goals have come in the last 4 games. Manuel Neuer faces his former club. It's his 8th season now at Bayern Munich. He's played against Schalke 14 times in the season since leaving, and he has never lost a game. 1-11 and drawn 3 and conceded just 5 goals. And David Alaba as well is another with a remarkable record, having never lost to Schalke either in 15 games. He's won 12 and drawn 3. He's also scored 3 goals in that time as well, which is more than he scored against any other team. So then, is there any possible reason Schalke could be happy about going to Bayern Munich? Well, no is the answer. They've lost more games, 51, and conceded more goals against them, 203, than against any other team in Bundesliga history. And down the years, there have been some really fearful beatings they've taken in Munich. September of 1988, Jupp Heynckes was the man in charge then when they won by 8-1. That's the record scoreline. There was a Lothar Matthäus hat-trick on that day. Tony Schumacher, the legendary Tony Schumacher, was the poor unfortunate who was in goal for Schalke on that day. And 11 years previous to that, Detmar Kramer's team won by 7-1. And 2 people on the score sheet that day will be in the stadium on Saturday night to watch. Karl-Heinz Rummenigge and Uli Hoeneß, both scorers then. But there is one day that Bayern fans dare not mention. October the 9th of 1976, Schalke came to Munich and they won by 7-0. A legendary forward of the club, Klaus Fischer, got 4 on that day. And this was no team of mugs either of Bayern Munich. They'd set Meyer in goal. Uli Hoeneß, Karl-Heinz Rummenigge and Gerd Müller were all in the side on that fateful day. A day never forgotten by Schalke supporters. Expect a quick start, though, from Bayern Munich. They scored 20 times in the first half. They'll want to make a statement tomorrow. And they continue to dominate possession, as we know. 67% on average is 9% more than their nearest rivals have managed this season. And when they have the ball, it's rarely ever given away cheaply either, as can be seen in their past success rate, which stands at 89%. All that points to a comfortable home win there, doesn't it, really, for Bayern Munich as they keep up the chase on Borussia Dortmund at the top of the table. Just 9 more home games left, and of those, there is one on April the 10th against Borussia Dortmund, and the hope is by then they might still be in contention. Well, that's it then for this week. Don't forget, if you're watching or looking for Bundesliga coverage in the UK, then it is live and exclusive on BT Sport. From me then, Tim Capel. Until next time, bye-bye for now.